Cambridge, as other municipalities across the country remove U.S. flags from facilities in a gesture of defiance against U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs and annexation threats, the city of Cambridge says it won't be removing any flags. In a statement released late Thursday in response to questions she's received from residents, Mayor Jan Liggett said Cambridge is not interested in furthering the divide between Canada and the U.S. by removing flags from city-owned spaces. Staff recently discovered there are only two city facilities that fly U.S. flags, Galt Arena Gardens and Canomera Park, and both facilities have welcomed athletes from the U.S. at various times in the city's history. "We have been twinned with Saginaw Township since the Canomera Games started in 1971," the mayor states, in an email headlined Special City Hall Report. The games, which were started and coordinated by volunteers, included a relay between Cambridge and Saginaw Township with families from each community billeting young athletes for the duration of the games. Al thought the games ended in 2006. In 2008, the Canomera Committee set up a trust fund with the city to establish a bursary providing financial assistance for Cambridge athletes participating on a WCSAAA or District 8 high school team. Saginaw Township created and has a similar trust fund, Liggett said. Canomera Parks in Saginaw Township and Cambridge were constructed in recognition of the decades-long friendship and bonds among athletes of both communities. The mayor said the U.S. flag in Canomera Park represents these principles and is a heritage that is worth keeping and being valued. The statement from the mayor goes on to highlight the Cambridge companies that, while headquartered in the U.S., employ thousands of Canadians and U.S. citizens. "Now is not the time to turn our backs on Americans who have chosen to make Cambridge their home. They live and work in our city. Their kids attend our schools, parks, and play on our local sports teams. Many have developed friendships with us," Liggett said. "This controversy is about the decisions made by the White House and its administration. It is not about alienating our friends, the American people. Trump would like nothing better than for that alienation and divide to happen. That is his strategy. We won't play his game," she said. Liggett added the city of Cambridge will continue to provide a welcoming and inviting space for any U.S. team that comes here to play. "We wish to continue the spirit of being competitive but with fair play and integrity, even if those in the U.S. administration act with poor sportsmanship."